Diary. Words of Instruction. August 8, 1901. God has sent his message to the churches. Every means possible is to be used to arouse those who claim to believe in Christ, yet do not keep the commandments of God. The medical missionary work is to be so conducted that it will maintain a holy, exalted standard, moving steadily onward and upward, presenting God's claims to those who have never heard the truth for this time. Medical missionary work is to be to the third angel's message as the right hand to the body, increasing its usefulness and efficiency. The truth is not to languish. Medical missionary work is not to be done only in the slums of our large cities. It is possible to sway the work so heavily in the line of working for the hopelessly degraded that the fields ripe for the harvest will be neglected. Yet this work is not to be neglected. At our camp meetings, there should be men who devote themselves to the work of rescuing those held by Satan in the slavery of appetite. God says, "Bring in hither the lame and the halt and the blind." See Luke 14, verse 21. In the meetings, the subject of temperance is to be presented. Angels of God pass through the congregation, convicting and converting souls. At our camp meetings, medical missionary work is to be carried forward by workers free from fanaticism. At these meetings, the truth is to be taught in clear lines. The sword is to cut both ways. The third angel's message is to find its place in the world. Daniel is to stand in his lot and in his place, bearing his message that the time of the end is near. May the Lord give his people wisdom. The means and talents God has given his people must not be wasted in desultory efforts. Decidedly and earnestly, God's people must carry forward his work. There are those in the world who are longing for truth and who, when converted, will be helpers in the Lord's great vineyard, serving the cause of God intelligently. By their faith and works, they will show that the labor put forth for them has not been in vain. In the 17th chapter of John, Christ tells his people that it is by their unity that the world is to be convinced of the genuineness of Christianity. It is God's plan that his people shall work together in church capacity. There is to be no disarrangement of his plan. Satan would hold a jubilee, the forces of hell would triumph if the church of God, becoming disorganized, were to break up into separate atoms. Christ declared, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." John 13, verse 34-35. This is the love church members are to manifest for one another. Such love will exert a powerful influence in favor of the truth. Christ desires to work through his appointed agencies to make his cause a power in our world. He says, "Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments." John 14, verse 13-15. We need to study carefully and prayerfully the 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th chapters of John. If we study these chapters with a heart softened and subdued, we shall receive ideas which will make us wise unto salvation. It is impossible to find a welcome in the denominational churches, and therefore the Lord directed that camp meetings should be held. Thus, the third angel's message is to be proclaimed. The Lord has especially endorsed this means of reaching the masses. Thus, high and low, rich and poor, free and bond may be reached. It is a pleasure to see thousands of people sitting as though riveted to their seats, listening with astonishment to the presentation of the truth. To them, the Bible is as a new book. Oh, how earnestly they listen as things new and old are brought forth from the treasury of the Word. Through this work, many from the higher as well as the lower classes have received the truth. The Holy Spirit has impressed human minds, and men and women through whom God could work have been brought together in church fellowship. In every camp meeting held in Australia, a call for Bibles has been made by the outsiders attending the meetings. The people have asked for Bibles just like those used by Seventh-day Adventists. Many, with serious faces, have come to us to purchase a Seventh-day Adventist Bible. They had been told that our ministers used a Bible different from theirs. We assured them over and over again that our Bible is just the same as theirs, but to no avail. A new Bible they were determined to have. Large numbers of Bibles have been sold at our camp meetings. After a minister has faithfully done his duty in presenting the truth from the desk, he is to make personal efforts for his hearers. Ministers are not to exhaust their vitality by preaching long sermons. They are to save their strength for personal efforts. Thus only can the light of truth be carried to all parts of the world. After the service is over, those desirous of asking questions should be requested to pass into another tent, and workers should be appointed to talk with them. During the camp meeting, an interest is aroused, and a minister with a company of workers remains to follow up the interest. The workers have appointed hours for study, and the remainder of the time is given to personal labor among the people. The interest is not allowed to lag. Aggressive work is done. God desires His workers to reach a higher standard. The missionary spirit is the true spirit of the gospel. Study Christ's manner of teaching. Placing himself in the great thoroughfares of travel, he gave the message of warning to hundreds and thousands. Into the hearts of many, his words sank deeply, and they went to their homes to search the Word of God as never before. Many who came to him careless and indifferent went away so deeply convicted that they at once began to ask God for the truth that saves the soul. The Lord calls for workers to enter the canvassing field, that the books containing the light of present truth may be circulated. The people in the world need to know that the signs of the times are fulfilling. Take to them the books that will enlighten them: Daniel and Revelation, Great Controversy, Patriarchs and Prophets, and Desire of Ages should now go to the world. The grand instruction contained in Daniel and Revelation has been eagerly perused by many in Australia. This book has been the means of bringing many precious souls to a knowledge of the truth. Everything that can be done should be done to circulate thoughts on Daniel and the Revelation. I know of no other book that can take the place of this one. It is God's helping hand. Those who have been long in the truth are asleep. They need to be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. The third angel's message is to be proclaimed with a loud voice. Tremendous issues are before us. We have no time to lose. God forbid that we should allow minor matters to eclipse the light which should be given to the world. The warning message is to be carried to all parts of the world. Our books are to be published in many different languages. With these books, humble, faithful men are to go forth as colporteur evangelists, bearing the truth to many who otherwise would never be enlightened. Those who take up this line of work are to go prepared to do medical missionary work. The sick and suffering are to be helped. Many for whom this work of mercy is done will hear and accept the words of life. Many will be healed by the prayer of faith and will rise to health to advocate the precious principles of health reform.